The Central Bucks School Board in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, recently passed rules that dictate which books are allowed in public school district libraries. An unidentified group will review books for what's being referred to as inappropriate or sexualized content. The board has also passed a policy to filter textbooks and other classroom materials using similar vague sexualized content criteria. This is Pennsylvania's fourth largest school district with more than 17,000 students. Many students, parents, and teachers fear the policy is targeting LGBTQ-related content. WHYY's Emily Rizzo has been covering these policies and the debates around them. She reached out to some local authors to get their reactions, and she shares some of their perspectives with us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Emily, you spoke with several authors who either live in Bucks County or have roots there. How would you sum up their impressions of what's going on?
All of the authors were dismayed by the policy, and each of them had a different reason for why this feels like a gut punch.
Okay, well, let's start with Jonathan Mayberry. You spoke with him. He spent many years of his writing career in Bucks County.
Yes, he's a New York Times bestselling author. His books include the young adult series Rot and Ruin, and many for Marvel Comics, including Black Panther, Doom War. He told me that having access to books at his school library was a lifeline for him as a kid.
The most important person in my entire life was a librarian, a middle school librarian. My eyes were opened to the realities of intolerance and the benefits of inclusion that I would never have known had a librarian not given me books to read.
And Jennifer, Mayberry says he grew up in a pretty intolerant household.
What did he mean by that?
He shared this with me.
I was raised in a family where my father was involved in the KKK in a very bad neighborhood in Philadelphia. My father didn't allow me to actually own books at home because, you know, he thought they were bad for me, that I'd be getting above myself. But he didn't have an issue with comics because he didn't respect anything about comics.
Extraordinary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Mayberry says he never stopped reading books. He just didn't read them at home.
When I was a kid in the 60s, they introduced the character of the Black Panther. And my father, of course, when he saw that issue, ripped it up. I bought a new copy and took it to school and asked my librarian about it. And she said, well, this particular issue was about apartheid. And I'm like, what's that? That's sort of the conversation.
Mayberry says the book policing policy in Bucks could be similar to his father's book policing. It could make it harder for kids to make decisions for themselves, to develop their own opinions.
Mm-hmm. And Emily, you also spoke to Stephanie Feldman, a local author who has written two novels, including the soon-to-be-released Saturnalia. What did she say about the book policies?
Feldman grew up in Philadelphia and lives in Montgomery County now. She's an award-winning writer, and her two novels involve a little fantasy and horror. She says she worries the library policy would especially affect certain groups of people.
Sexualized content is a vague term that can be weaponized against identities. You can take anything by a gay or queer author and call it sexual content. I mean, it really is a matter of people's well-being and sometimes even life or death to be able to see yourself and learn about, you know, how other people like you live and have lived.
Mm. Emily Feldman's concern is one that students and parents have shared with you during your reporting.
Yes. And she also asks this question. How can we tell kids that their identities and life experiences are inappropriate for school? This whole concept of limiting access, limiting information, something that feels like censorship, does not sit well with the authors. I spoke with Chuck Wendig. He has written many books, including New York Times bestseller Star Wars Aftermath, a Star Wars trilogy. He and his family live in Central Bucks School District. He had this to say.
You want kids to turn into adults who have as much information as possible before they get there and to understand stuff about themselves. And to take all of that away is going to leave kids making mistakes and, you know, feeling shame. No school should be on the vanguard of uneducating our kids.
Jennifer, that comment really lingers with me. And another writer, Dennis Tafoya, also from Bucks, he had a really pointed piece of advice. Read banned books.
All of us who write, we were all formed by reading, to a certain degree, inappropriately. All of the cool people you're going to meet in your life, they will all read widely and wildly and inappropriately. That's part of growing up into somebody who has the possibility of really doing some amazing things and making a difference for other people.
Wow, all these authors have a way with words. I would expect nothing else but that. Emily, are other school districts considering similar restrictive policies?
Yes. Penridge School District is considering a new policy on, quote, student expression. It could control any materials that students share with each other that are not part of the curricular or extracurricular programs. ACLU Pennsylvania's legal director told me he's never seen anything like it. And Jennifer, there are other authors I spoke with about this issue. They're very passionate, and you can find their comments on our website, whyy.org.
Well, thank you. Emily Rizzo is one of our WHYY suburban reporters. She covers Bucks and Montgomery counties. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Jennifer.